Son of praying. If he had not gone to the stage of a rati and he had crossed all the namaparat, sevaparat, offenses, and he had crossed lie, dikshet, apati prati, kasai, and rasasa, he must go cross this. What is this? Lie. No taste in hearing. And when he hears Harikatha, powerful Harikatha, then he began to sleep, and thus he sleeps. He tries to hear so energetic way, but he cannot. This is called lie. Bhikshe, when he is chanting, remembering, or so many.
Distractions
come and disturbs. This is called Vichet. Especially when you remember in the morning and in the evening your Guru Mantra, all Gayatris, especially at that time, you will see that you are slept, or you will see that oh, so many of things are coming here. This is called Vichet. Apratipatti, you want to chant 1 lakh Harinam, and one day you did, and next day you become ill. You cannot do. You want to associate, but so many things will come that you will not be able to associate. So these are apatipatti. And then?
Kasai.
What kasai? If you have done something, impression, good or bad, they will come and affect you. Kasai. And rasaswad. So you are chanting and remembering Harikatha. Oh, worldly so many things will come that you will be absorbed in that. So many will come and give you so much respect. And they have given respect so much. And they have promised that they will give so much donation to you. And then you say, oh, very good. And then you will forget all these things, Harikatha and chanting and remembering. He has crossed this stage. And after that some or more, what? There are something, Sukruti Uttha Anartha, Duskruti Uttha Anartha, Bhakti Uttha, and aparadut. What is that? They are duskruti uttha. You want to chant and remember to associate. But that very day, you will be impure. Especially with ladies. They cannot associate. Headache will come so much. You will have fever something. And so unavoidable, some concepts will come that you cannot. Knowing you know that I should associate, but you cannot. By past impressions. So this is what?
Duskriti.
So many things you have done, and you will have to test these things. So they will come. But don't be disturbed by this. After that, Sukruti Uttha, and so much praise, money, and everything will come. You don't want, even they will come. So many disciples will come, and some will do very, make so many problems, and so many things will come. By Sukruti Uttha. Sukruti Uttha means you have done in past, past so many things that they are coming automatically. If you are affected by them, then you will lose bhakti. Then?
Bhakti Uttha.
Not pure bhakti here. Apara bhakti means sangha siddha or arop siddha bhakti here. Means mixed bhakti with karma and jnana. Like in Gita it has been told that तुम्हें जाग कुछ करो जब करो सी जगत्ना सी जज्ज हो सी तब कुदस्म अदर्पण दिस इज कर्म विषया भक्ति ज्ञान विषया भक्ति ब्रह्मभूता प्रसन्नात्मा न सोच न कांक्षति दिस आर सो बाय डूइंग सो समथिंग विल कम एंड यू कैनॉट अवॉइड You can avoid them only by practicing Harinam, chanting and hearing very powerful Harikatha in association of very bona fide Guru. So, aparadutta, you have done any aparad unknowingly, knowingly, will have to test the fruit of this. Don't do any aparad. So a man can go up to a stage of rati, and if he has done like this any aparad, he will have to test the fruit. Even in a stage of a smell can come back at that time. So bhava bhakta should be very careful of these things. No? You know that when Sarup Goswami was so much absorbed in his Krishna Leela remembering, and he saw that William Madhumangal was doing something and Krishna was laughing and all the associates were, friends were laughing. No? Then Rupa Goswami also laughed in his transcendental body. But at the same time, a lame bhakta of Madhyama Adhikari, he was there. And he thought that all are criticizing me that I am so much lame, and so that is why seeing me and he is laughing. He could not think that, oh, he is in trance and he is laughing there. Why is he laughing? That once Keshi Daitya in the shape of horse came and he was so much doing what?
Neighing.
Why? Dangerously. And he was seeking Krishna. He had heard from Krishna, from Kamsa, that Krishna is my enemy. I want to finish him. So go and finish him. If any black person, of age of 13 or 14, very beautiful, but he is black collar. Very beautiful. And he would take a float on his lips, a smiling always, and pick up feather here. And he will stand in three-folded way. Then you should think that he is Krishna and you should finish him. He went and he was searching. In the meantime, Madhumangal told Krishna that you are so much favorable in gopis, and they gave you to give you laddu and all other things. Because fruit is on your lips, you have cock feathers, peacock feathers, and your yellow cloth. So if you will give me and take my all these things, then anyone will not care for you. And they will give all laddu and all delicious things to me. Then Krishna told that we can change each other, and then at once they changed their clothes, everything. And in the same time Keshi came And he saw that, oh, he is Krishna, especially. And he attacked with his
hind legs.
But he was fortunate that only air came to him. And he said, fly it. Oh, Krishna, save me. So, seeing this, Rupa Goswami, in his triumph, he laughed. But then Khandi Krishna Das could not
understand.
Who thought that, oh, he is laughing, seeing me ugly. And he went back. Rupa Goswami was unaware of this fact, but now his chanting was not okay. Always disturbed. He told to his Gurudev or elder brother, Sanatana Goswami. He told, I am searching the reason. And he at once invited all the Vaishnava in Vrindavan. And he told Jiva Goswami to give invitation, that bring, tell them that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami are calling you for feast. All came but except that lame Krishna Das. He told to Jiva Goswami, I will let go. He is not getting proper respect to any pure Vaishnava. So I will not go. So he went to Jiva Goswami and told to Sanatana Goswami. Oh, Sanatana Goswami told that I have now understood that why this Vaishnava Parad has been done. Unlearningly with yet. And he went with Rupa Goswami to that lame Krishna Das and he fell flat there. Rupa Goswami told that I don't know what offense I have done, but I have done some offense, so excuse me. Then he also fell flat on the Rupa Goswami lotus feet. He told that I went to meet you, but you ignored me and you lost seeing me, that is why I returned back. Then Rupa Goswami told that real story of trance, and then he was so not happy. He was respectful. I have done offense in your lotus feet. And thinking him guilty, he began to apologize again and again. So both Sanatana Goswami told that you should embrace each other. And then embrace, then both were. So you should not do any offense in, and you should not think that he is in my Gurudev line. And all are not Vaishnava. I am a only of ISKCON. I will follow only ISKCON. I will not give honor to any sect, though he is Vaishnava. We should not think. I am in Narayan Maharaj. I am in the line of Puri Maharaj. I am in the line of this. Anyone is pure Vaishnava. We should try to give honor. We are all in God family. We should not criticize anyone if you want to pure bhakti. So these classes of what I am telling, the pure Vaishnava is above all these things. They have no caste and creed. They only see whether he is Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari only. Not that he is in this, he is sectarian, this is sectarian and this sectarian. We have nothing to do with all this. So he cannot make any offense. Rupa Goswami has not done offense, but unwillingly it has been done. But yet he showed that we should not do in dream also all these things. So such a person is Madhyam Adhikari, and we should associate with him. So if Uttam Adhikari is there are symptoms. What symptoms? Abhattakalattam, Shakti Abhattakalam, Abhattakalattam, Virakti Mani Sunyata Asa Bandha Samutkantha Namagani Sadaruchi. All these nine symptoms will be there. So, he is Uttamadhikari. Coming from Sadhan Bhakti to Abhas of semblance of
Bhav.
No. Prem. All are Madhyamadhikari. All. But one is sadhak, one is rati having rati, and another is having some abhas of prem. That is a rati. Then he is telling, you should do. Friendship with bhakta, tad adhineshu. Tad adhineshu. But many here Krishna, those who are serving Krishna, there is uttama bhakti to Krishna. We should have friendship, not we, those who are in Madhyam Adhikari, they should have friendship to Madhyam Adhikari. How? We know that there were six Goswamis. Rupa Goswami always considered his elder brother like his Gurudev. But with maitri, with friendship. So he is serving Sanatana Goswami with friendship, but something more. So friendship with service. Kya? With servitude. Friendship, there is friendship with Sanatana Goswami. But in certain note, like a guru, then he is missing it. Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das Goswami. In what way? Friendship, but equally. Giving them equal honor. But to Raghunath Das Goswami and Jiva Goswami, they are like disciples of Siddharupa Goswami. But even there is friendship. So in three classes of Vaishnava, those who are superior, those who are equal, and those who are some junior. But three types of friendship will be there with superior serving, always obeying them, giving them more honor. And to equal, like playing, like Krishna is playing with Subal Sakha, Madhumangal, Sridham, Sudham. So even like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they are all very perfect Vaishnava, associates of Krishna. So they are so much honor for Rupa Goswami, but Rupa Goswami always give them honor as a friend. Each other. But sometimes he rebukes to Jiva Goswami. Sometimes he chastises also. He chastises him. Though he is Siddha Mahatma. But how we should do, I will explain it tomorrow in class very elaborately. Today is now, time is over, and it is very bad for me to speak so much. So I will do it tomorrow. But I will tell something. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. Third Monday, what? Akshaya Tritiya. Tritiya means?
The third day of the moon.
Moon. But today, the first cult, Satyug was begin from this day. And Brahma created some corn like jaw, barley today. So in India, the barley plants are given to Krishna, offered. And also as sattu, sattu means kya? Some
metal?
Barley flour. And it is fried.
Yes.
After the fried, after the
in India, our sense and races don't wanted to cook anything. So they used to take this very easily, anywhere, this thing. So Brahma created this barley first, very powerful thing and very easily digest and gives so energy. So he created this day. And today in Jagannath Puri, a big festival will be done, Snan Yatra. Chandan Yatra. You know that Madhavendra Puri brought some sandalwood and he was serving Chitura Gopinath how. So everywhere in South India and Jagannath Puri, sandalwood is
grounded
and it is given to Thakurji because summer season is coming. So from this day also some Nauka Bilas is done in Narandaswar at Jagannath.
Boat festival
of Krishna, like Krishna used to do in Manasi Ganga and anywhere in Jamuna also. Today the in year the door of Badrinarayan in Himalayas is open for 6 months. Everywhere covered with snow. Everywhere. So in this winter season, they left this place and they come to a safe place. And today, they go back. Barf ko hatate hue.
They take away the snow.
Snow and they go anyhow. Today everywhere in the whole temple it is covered with snow, but they will take it out and they will begin today and open the door and so many Shraddhalu person will come to see. Our Gurudev has started this Gauriya Vedanta Samiti this very day, and at that day in Calcutta, Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, at that time Abhay Charanarvinda Prabhu was present there. He is one of the founding members of Gauriya Vedanta Samiti.
Paramahansa
Maharaj, Darbhatri. And now Gauriya Vedanta Samiti is spreading all over the whole world, but not as a sectarian or anything. Only to prove that Vedanta is only bhakti. In India, generally, people used to know that Vedanta is jnana, knowledge only. And what nirvishesh jnana? Krishna has no shape, God has no shape, no attributes, no quality, no body, nothing, no shape. And this was called Vedanta. But Srila Jiva Goswami has proved, Baldev Prabhu has proved, our Guru Maharaj has proved, all our acharyas in line, they have proved that Vedanta is bhakti. Bhakti is Vedanta. It is the essence of all epics That is Ved, Upanishad, all Puran. Only to preach this, Guru Maharaj has established this. And also he gave our name, Bhakti Vedan Bhaman, Bhakti Vedan Trivikram, Bhakti Vedan Tanayan, Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj also. And that very Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj has preached everywhere real bhakti, that this is Vedanta. So this way is very important. If you begin anything today, chanting, remembering, diksha, initiation, or any auspicious thing, it will be for transcendental and for eternal. So it is called Akshaya Tritiya. We are very fortunate to remember this day, very sacred day. I wish that all who are attending classes, your bhakti, your all established souls should be eternal.
Thank you.